Wow, that guy means business.
Just an amazing player.
No, not him, the sports photographer behind him.
What?
He has a business bank account with QuickBooks Money where he earns 5% annual percentage yield, so he's scoring big on and off the field. You might even say he's the MVB.
MVB?
The most valuable business.
Making your money work harder. That's how you business differently. Intuit QuickBooks. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
What is good, everybody? Welcome to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm Rob Stats-Guerrera. It is Friday, January 14th, 2022. We are going to kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. But before we do, we remind you that DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That is code SBNNFL only at DraftKings. Just when you thought we were done with head coaching firings, the Houston Texans have entered the chat. David Culley was fired after one season as the head man in Houston. He went 4-13 this year, which isn't as bad as you might think, considering the Texans went 4-12 last year with Deshaun Watson at quarterback, and he led the NFL in passing. Now, NFL Network's Ian Rapoport says Culley was fired for refusing to make changes to his offensive staff despite Houston ranking last in the league in offense. By the way, offensive coordinator Tom Kelly was also fired. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports that Patriots linebacker coach Gerard Mayo is expected to emerge as a leading candidate for the job. Culley's firing means that there are 8 head coaching vacancies. That is officially 25% of the league. And now that Culley is gone, Mike Tomlin is currently the only black head coach in the NFL. Checking in on other coaching carousel news now, Lions defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn interviewed with the Broncos for their head coaching job, Chiefs executive Ryan Poles interviewed with the Giants for their general manager job, and the Bears interviewed Kwesi Adofo-Mensah and Champ Kelly of the Browns for their GM position. In other news, Colts general manager Chris Ballard had his end-of-season press conference yesterday. He said this when asked how he feels about the decision to trade for Carson Wentz.
After Philip retired and we made the decision to make a move on Carson, at the time of the decision, we felt good about it. And I still don't regret the decision at the time. I'm not going to, just sitting here today, just so y'all know, I won't make a comment on who's going to be here next year and who's not going to be here.
That's okay, Chris. I'm pretty sure you just did. Cardinals defensive lineman J.J. Watt returned to practice after months on injured reserve with a banged-up shoulder. Cardinals coach Cliff Kingsbury described Watt as, quote, very limited. Pittsburgh designated wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster to return from injured reserve, and he practiced yesterday. They have 21 days to choose whether to activate him. The NFL fined Cowboys wide receiver Amari Cooper $14,650 for violating the COVID-19 protocols for unvaccinated players, according to Todd Archer of ESPN. That is the maximum fine for a first violation of the protocols. Cooper was seen at an NBA game without a mask. And finally, speaking of COVID, the NFL has no plans to move the Super Bowl to Arlington, Texas, or anywhere else, despite the recent rise in COVID-19 cases. That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Friday, January 14th, 2022. Follow the SB Nation NFL show so you don't miss an episode. If you like what you hear, you get value from our shows. Please leave us a rating and a review as well. It is the best thing you can do to support our show. And remember, if you miss anything on Wildcard Weekend, make sure you check out the Sunday Late Night Wrap-Up Show hosted by yours truly. We will hit every game with info, radio calls, sound bites, post-game storylines, everything you could possibly want to know about Wildcard Weekend in about 10 to 15 minutes. Enjoy your Friday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats-Guerrera. We'll talk on Sunday.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.